Welcome to Grit, Grace, and Glitz. I'm your host, Erica Rothenberger, and I'm so excited for you to join me and my amazing guests every week as you learn how to get gritty, how to give yourself the grace that you deserve, and to celebrate all the glitz that comes to you along the way. Are you ready to unlock your potential? Let's do this. Well, hello, hello, everyone. Welcome to another phenomenal episode of Grit, Grace, and Glitz. And as a reminder, we get gritty here. Sometimes it gets a little messy. We also give ourselves the grace that we deserve as leaders, especially as women who are transversing life, ups and downs, the good, the bad, and also making sure that we're celebrating the glitz. We're celebrating the things that come into our lives each and every day. So with that being said, Grit, Grace, and Glitz has a phenomenal guest here today. Her name is Samantha Blossom. Samantha is an oracle for leaders working in the realms of bliss, wealth, and impact energetics. She supports in fine-tuning your energy so you can create and magnetize a more blissed-feeling wealth into your universe. She's worked with thousands of clients in supporting to open up their wealth vortex, and she's excited to sparkle up your receiving world. Her tools of choice are human design, gene keys, body talk, tapping, and light code activations. She is certainly one woman that you want to hear from. And as we head into 2022, she certainly is someone that is going to help you magnify that next level of your life. So with that being said, Samantha, welcome to our podcast today.
Yay! Hi, Erica. I'm so excited to connect today, and I'm so excited to meet your beautiful community. I'm so stoked to just charge up all around, and what a great time right before Christmas. Yay, yay, yay.
Absolutely. And we are, you know, it's such a time of the year, Samantha, where I think people are just thinking they're in the hub and the bub and the busyness and the craziness right now. And then all of a sudden there's kind of a lull, right? Between Christmas and New Year's. And then all of a sudden it's like, let's go. New year, new charge, new energies. What a better person to tee us off. And a lot of times people have the goal of wealth. Like, so let's just start off with a question. Have you ever had a time in your life when you've just had to be okay with closing a certain chapter? And has there been something in your personal life or in your business life that you'd be willing to share that didn't turn out the way that you necessarily liked it, but you really learned from it? I think we have to look and do some reflection, all of us, of what happened in 2021. It was a hard year just in general with where the world was at, but also what it teaches us and how it can propel us into that next chapter. So also, let's start there, because I always think it's good to like kind of get into the gritty part and like just learn a little bit about you.
Yeah, absolutely. I always feel like the negative stories are, that's where the contrast shows up, you know, and like within the mud is like the gems that are coming forward. It's like the medicine that gets to come forward. And I'm like, and as you ask me that question, I'm like, oh, there's so many examples of that. But but I think I'll probably pick the yoga studio that I had. I had a yoga studio that was, I think it was 3,200 square feet. It was a yoga studio and wellness center. And when I purchased it, it was like overnight, I became like a mom of like 14 yoga teachers. And it was like more cleaning, more than I've ever done. I was getting emails from like all the, you know, all the students. And it was like little things like, oh, we painted the studio. Half the people loved it. Half the people hated the new color, you know, and I had purchased a really great studio that already had two previous owners. And so I think I didn't realize like, oh, I didn't get to put my own intention field into something that I purchased. And it was the biggest project that I'd taken on. So I went from a really amazing energy, you know, an energy healing practice of like 2 to 3 days a week, lots of play and vacation. And then all of a sudden, boom, it was like all my freedom was taken away. And I was like, I signed a lease for 4 years and it was like, whoa, what did I just say yes to? And I had moments when I was like in the middle of the yoga studio, just like crying. And while everyone at the, you know, I mean, that's like at night behind, you know, behind closed doors. And it's like, everyone else was like, this is the most gorgeous yoga studio. I've made so many amazing friends. And like, everyone was thriving. And I just felt like every day I had so much panic. I'm like, oh my gosh, how am I supposed to pay this? Like, $12,000 a month. And like, and I had a huge thing of like wanting to pay yoga teachers better. So I also just like stretched there. Like they were getting paid better, but like, you know, I wasn't like great at marketing at the time. And so it was just like, it was a really big learning curve for me. But what I realized was that's why I work with business owners now, because I got to see, like, you know, when you own something like a brick and mortar, you're wearing so many different hats. And it's like, you, if you don't learn to expand your energy, and if you don't learn to see things from a wealthy perspective, like you can create a lot of like suffering for yourself. And it was like 4 years of like business energetics training for me. So I think that like by going through that, I was like, oh, this is what a lot of people are feeling, especially as business owners or restaurant owners, or, you know, it's like, they're just like holding so much space for so many people. And they don't realize that there's like, you know, energy activation that can support them in feeling better. And at the time, I just didn't have the maturity to realize. I kept focusing on lack. I kept looking at like, oh my God, students aren't coming in. It's not, you know, I was like looking at what I didn't want instead of like focusing on, man, this is working out. Look at how awesome this is, you know? And I didn't have the skills for like management because I was a healer. I wasn't like a, this, it was like all of a sudden this thing just like came into my lap, you know?
Well, you know, and you bring up such a good point, you know, so you were in a almost like a mindset of scarcity versus abundance, right? You weren't able to see it. But I also think that the universe also sends you signs that maybe it just wasn't the place you were supposed to be, right? It was a stepping stone to those next things. And I don't even know if it's about your own maturity with it. I think it just could be, hey, listen, there was a certain reason that that opportunity was in your life. And I mean, how many people would love to say that they've opened their own brick and mortar yoga studio? I mean, there's people out there that are listening to this right now that would dream of doing something like that. And you have the guts and the risk and the grit to go after and do it. So huge accomplishment, right? And you learned so much from it that you've now been able to put into your other practices and your other businesses. And that's a beautiful thing. But it, I truly believe that a lot of us do have chapters. And just because the chapter may not have the perfect ending does not mean that the next chapter can't evolve or can't unfold. I think we need to remember that as we go into a new chapter into 2022, we need to think about, hey, where were we in 2021? And where do we not meet those goals? Or where do we go down a wrong path? Or what path do we wish we went down that we didn't go down because we were scared or we were fearful or whatever kept us from going there, right? And then say, hey, listen, how can I make that path look a little different for 2022? And I know even for myself, it's crazy. I had no idea. And I'm so glad you shared this example, but I used to own a fitness studio and I felt like a failure. So I owned it for about 2 years. We ended up shutting it down. I could go into all the details, but no one needs to be bored with that. But what I will say is I remember looking back and being like, damn, it didn't work out. And what are people going to think of me? And like, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, you know what? Now I look back, this is years later, right? And I'm like, that was a learning lesson, right? And one of the lessons I learned during that whole deal was making sure you pick the right partners, right? I was involved with a partnership for that and it wasn't the right partnership. And I think no matter how hard I worked, no matter how much I wanted it, it wasn't going to work because it wasn't the right synergy. And I'm okay with that. Like, yeah, it was some blood, some sweat, some tears, some, you know, equity. But at the end of the day, it propelled me to go to that next level. And I still am actively involved in health and wellness because it's a huge part of who I am. But the path just looked a little different. And to me, I think we just have to recognize that we have to be okay with that. But that's easier said than done, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And looking back, it was like, I had actually just started like my online presence. And like, that was what I actually wanted. but I didn't build the confidence or like the self-confidence at the time. So it's like when this opportunity came up, it wasn't actually like an aligned yes for me. It was like, I did also have like two other like friend business partners. They were like, let's do it, let's do it. And it was like, I was kind of like talked into it, you know? And so that's like the other piece of like, are you listening to like your soul calling? Are you doing what like your soul is like, yeah, this is like my full yes, versus like you're mentally getting convinced into a hype instead of like listening to like that soul urge, you know? And looking back, I was like, oh wow, that was like a pivotal point of like, you know, like listening to like that voice versus like, oh, like almost like taking a people pleasing decision, you know?
Yeah. And it's so easy to do that. And I think so many of us think what it looks like on paper, the people pleasing thing versus what's really calling us. And I truly believe that opportunity, for whatever reason, the yoga studio didn't work for you because it led you to this next direction. And it's such a beautiful thing. So let's talk a little bit. I mean, you touched upon it because magic truly exists on that other side of fear, right? And, you know, struggling those limiting beliefs. So you leave the yoga studio and you're like, I'm going to start this next chapter. What limiting beliefs did you have and how did you work through that? So if someone's listening to this right now saying, hey, listen, I would love to do what Samantha did and just close one thing and start another thing. What did that look like? Because it wasn't probably something that just flowed beautifully. There probably was some bumps and bruises along the way.
Oh yeah. I mean, it was, so like I do a lot of like body communication and things like that. And so when I closed the studio, I couldn't walk for like 2 days. Like my back hurt so bad. And it was like my root chakra was like unplugging or whatever. And like, I think my biggest fear was like, oh, like I'd always gotten clients because people had like walked into yoga and then they thought, oh, I should get energy healing or coaching, you know? And it was like, I knew how to like receive clients in that way. And so all of a sudden I was going to switch to this like online platform. And, and I decided I wanted to like move to Santa Barbara. And so it was like a huge change for me where I was just going to be like, oh my gosh, community, I love you so much, but I'm like, I'm getting called to go here. And then I also assessed my own value system of like, oh, actually, like I love traveling. I love having my own free time. I like being able to work in different spaces. Like having to go to the same brick and mortar every day for like 4 years was like too much for me. Like it wasn't like I'm Sagittarius. Like, you know, I have like 8 Sagittarius in my planet, like, or like in my chart. I'm like supposed to just be like next week I'm going to Guatemala, you know? And like, and I feel like, oh, I didn't know myself enough at the time to like be like, oh, this decision isn't even in alignment with my values or like who I genuinely am. And so, but then like, as I stepped into it, it was like, I started making like my first like $40,000 months, which I'd never done before. I was like, oh my gosh, like, wow, that like just, it just happened. It wasn't even like, it wasn't like I chased or anything. It wasn't hard. It was like, oh my gosh, these were like best friend clients, you know? And it was just like happening and they were finding me. And I was like, oh my gosh, like it's happening. It was like, I think that I just allowed myself to like really feel happy and like really feel my spirit light up. And then my aura just turned on and it was just like magnetizing the right people and the right situations. And it was also magnetizing like the right coaches and like everything just started to shift. And not to go too much into, you know, the deep shadows, but like my mom's from Taiwan. So I do feel like I have like ancestral, like, I don't know, like trauma or poverty lines in my DNA or whatever, that all these things that I had to clear. And the moment that I was like, okay, I'm just not going to pick the suffering route anymore and see what happens. And then like, I think because my body was charged up and I felt really good, then people just like were attracted to working with me. And it wasn't like I had to like be in the hustle anymore. It was more like, hey, be in the flow of life and the flow of life is going to like take care of you.
Yeah. And I love that because it's so true. I know when I operate at my highest frequency, I'm in that flow. And people say, well, how do you get in that flow? And I remember asking that question. And there's some days where I still ask myself that question, right? I get out of flow and out of vibe and out of sequence. And I do believe that a lot of that, especially as you go into 2022, is finding those things, really tuning into yourself. Like, when do you feel most at flow? And where do you feel like there's like this spring of resistance, right? When you feel that spring of resistance, ask yourself, like, is there something with this situation? Is there something with like the mode that I'm in? Is there something in the mindset that I'm in? Is it the work that I'm actually doing? And doing self-reflection just as much as you're doing it when you are in the flow, and figuring out how you can be more in flow mode versus resistance mode. It doesn't mean there's never going to be resistance, right? I always say it's when you're in the mix of a breakthrough or you're working really hard when you feel that resistance, and that's okay, right? It's okay to feel the resistance, but you want to feel more of the flow than you do of the resistance, right? Because you're always, otherwise you'll always be sprung back. You know, I think of it like a spring. You know, you can expand it all the way, but it's going to come back together if you don't work through those kinks, and you can't find, hey, where is that best track of, you know, opening and closing that spring, and where is it most comfortable for yourself? And you know, your life is you certainly, you know, you talk about, you know, your past and your family, and, but it really, at the end of the day, let's face it, it comes down to you, right? It comes down to what you wanted to do. So let's talk a little bit about your business right now. Like, what are some things you wish that you could just do with your business right now? Like, if you had a magic wand, what are three things you would do with your business right now? Or maybe three pieces of advice, or two or one, whatever it is, that you could share with someone else that's listening to this, that's saying, listen, I need that magic wand. I need a next level of my business. What would you do starting 2022 off with a clean slate?
I was like, ooh, so like if I had a magic wand and I could just do whatever I want, is that kind of the question? I want to make sure.
Yeah, well, you know, like, and just like three things like that you're like, ah, oh, these are resistance in my business right now. Like three things you'd love to clear up or change, or maybe it's advice that someone else can put into their business.
I think that probably to just like fully go for it, you know, and I feel like next year is a year where I'm like aligning myself to millions. So I have three big workshops or big programs that I'm like stepping into. And I feel like it's like getting the team together and just being like, yeah, this is the team that's going to like work on this program. And like, I'm going to like book out this retreat space and just go for it and just be like, I'm going to book out this retreat space. People are going to show up and just like go all in into the imagination and just like really trust like, okay, like if I'm getting guidance that this is what's going to happen, then like, don't hesitate, just dive in and go all in. Something fun that I've been working on with one of my, I would say like a mastermind buddy or something, is just like, we talk about what's going to happen in the next 6 months, like as if it's already happening. And we just like, we're like buddies, like every day we message each other. We're like, oh my God, this is happening. And we just get into the feeling energetics of it's already there. And that's been like so energetically motivating for me.
Yeah, I'm going to stop you right there because that's such a good point to make. So if there's something in 2022 you really want to do, speak it into being. Like I remember when I couldn't wait for one of my, you know, it was like a 5,000 person speaking engagement. And I couldn't wait. And I knew it was eventually going to happen, but I hadn't been asked to do it. And I literally imagined myself like what I was going to wear, like how the sweat was going to feel in my palms, like how that emotion was going to feel in my body. And like, put yourself in that position. And at first, if this seems weird to you, or you're like, okay, Erica, you sound like you're being hokey pokey, or what are you drinking during this podcast? No, it really works. And it's as silly as it sounds. And it has to be something though that you really feel the emotion. You can just put it up on your vision board and be like, oh, when and if that happens. But if you really start feeling, it's amazing how it will actually like happen in your life, right? Was it when you first started this business, did you ever do that? Or...
You know, I think I did. And I remember, you know, I remember one of my first masterminds and it was like, what's your goal this month? And I was like, 30,000, but I did not believe it. I'm like, what? Like, how is that even ever going to happen? You know? And I remember being like, why am I even saying that? Like, that's not going to happen and that's not real. And now I realize like when you speak about something, you're tapping into the hologram, like the hologram of the universe, like the holographic field. So first you're instructing the life force energy, you're instructing the chi of the universe, and you're like, this is going to happen. And then like, that's like fifth dimensional reality is like, first that's a thought. And then it goes into fourth dimensional plane where like, now you're having the conversations with people. You're like telling people like, hey, this is happening. And then all the brains are connected in the universe. And so then all the brains light up like, oh yeah, that's happening. And your thoughts begin to say, yeah, yeah, that's happening. And then you start to create these, just like you said, it's like you start to create these new neural pathways. Your new neural pathways are like, oh, I'm already like on stage. I'm already talking to 5,000 people. All of a sudden that experience becomes safe for you. And when you're, cause you've practiced it enough in the mind, the brain's like, oh yeah, well, let's do that. It's the next logical step. And then over time, then it hits three-dimensional reality. You know, it's like, first it's like this vibrational thought, and then it gets into sound, and then boom, it goes into like 3D matter.
Bam. I mean, and again, I know a lot of this sounds so simple, or, you know, but putting it into real life takes practice, guys. It takes time. It's not something like tomorrow you're going to sit down and all of a sudden it's just going to, you're going to be in these dimensional spaces and you're going to be feeling those emotions. Like it really, it's just like anything. It's going to take time. It's going to take practice. It's going to take manifestation. But if you really want it to come into being, I always say, listen, you can wish the, like, you can let the time go by. The time's going to go by anyways. So it's really what you decide to really be intent about and what you want to do. And it's funny because today I actually did, I was, you know, working on some manifestation for 2022, right? And really trying to say, okay, listen, why do I want this goal? Like, what will I do if I make X? What will I do if we finish our pool? What will I do if, you know what I mean, this happened? Like, what are those feelings that come about it? And to me, it's really important to tune into that, especially as we go into a new year with new energy. And it's just, it's remarkable. So let's back up. I mean, you're 18. What would you have told yourself? What would you tell someone? I'm so sorry. Hold on one moment. This is the beauty of a podcast, right? When we have like, are able to have our kids here. You know, this is a couple of days before Christmas. Emotions are high. Energy's high. You know, it's awesome. And she's like my co-pilot here. So it's Adeline is my co-pilot. She keeps me going, make sure I stay on track. So, but what would you tell everyone if you were going back to your 18-year-old self or your 25-year-old self? I like to say I'm only 25, but hence I'm not. What's one thing that you would have changed over, you know, the last couple of years that you're just like, you know what, if I could have changed this and not have been so stuck here, it may have put me into a different place quicker. And again, I truly believe that everything happens for a reason, but what's maybe some pieces of advice you have?
Yeah, I feel like that was something I used to think about a lot, actually. But I think the biggest thing is like, hey, take time to make really good relationships. You know, it's like have fun with your relationships and like really feel into like, okay, does this relationship like make me feel better? Or does this relationship like make me feel discouraged? And like really get like clear on that, you know? And also I feel like just like traveling and like seeing as much of the world as possible and not being so set on, oh, I must create this right now, because there's so much information that you haven't seen yet at that age. You know, it's like, there's so much of the world that you could see. I honestly feel like, you know, if instead of going to college right away, if people take a whole year off and just traveled for a year, they would understand themselves so much better. And then they would have a better understanding of like, well, which, you know, what degree do they actually want, or what do they actually want to study? And I also feel like a big thing is like, how does it feel in your body? How does that profession feel in your body? Not just like on, you know, like reading a book and like being like, oh, well, I'm going to make this income if I like study this, you know, it's like, that's not actually real. And so I think just like feeling into like, what lights your body up? Do you like working in the morning? Do you like working at night? Do you like working with people? Do you like working by yourself? Do you, you know, like all those different questions, like just getting to know yourself.
And, you know, sometimes that can be scary, right? Sometimes I know for myself, like if I'm in constant state of movement, I don't need to think about the things that I don't want to think about. And it's really good to make sure you're carving out that quiet time and that time for you to really do some self-reflection. And it doesn't need to be a lot of time. It just needs to be consistently that you're doing it, because every day you can feel a little different, and it's looking for those signs, looking for those tweaks. It's doing the check-in for yourself, right? It's just like brushing your teeth, right? It's not like you have to go brush your teeth for an hour every day. Hey, if you do it two times a day and you do it well, same thing with like any sort of meditation or any sort of like, you know, reflection time. I find out that consistency is way better than, you know, the actual time that you spend doing it. So, you know, and I just think there's so much that, you know, we can all be doing, that we can all, you know, slow down to speed up. I think we need to make sure we're taking that time to, you know, have the reflections. I also think it's so important. Put your blinders on in 2022. Do you? You know, I think so. We're in such a world of social media and comparison, and especially since so many of us were isolated for so long, I think it's so important that we follow our heart and our direction and where we're supposed to go, and stop worrying about all that noise, right? It's like a horse, right? When they're in a race, like they put the blinders on because they don't want to be distracted by the horses on either side of them. Like it's going forward, going straight, not letting those other horses slow you down, not knowing if you're in front or you're in back of the race, just going for it. And I think, you know, one of my goals for 2022 is putting on those blinders and being like, listen, I'm going to keep going through it, and it's going to get muddy and it's going to get gritty and it's going to get hard and I'm going to stumble and I might fall, but I'm going to pick myself back up. And it's all of those learning experiences, and that resiliency that pretty soon when you fall, that first, you know, it's like that song, right? The first cut's the deepest, right? The first time you go through a breakup, right? It's so hard. You think your life's over. You're like, oh my goodness, no one's going to ever love me again. And blah, blah, blah. You know, it's just all that. And then it happens again, you know, in another part of your life. And you're like, okay, I can handle this a little better. It doesn't mean that it still doesn't hurt or there's still not emotion associated with it. But you're like, hey, listen, there's another side to this. And this is part of the evolution. And it's the same thing with our journey in entrepreneurship and business and marriage and parenting, whatever it is, you know, going through those motions, you know, and just making sure you're consistently going after that. So with that being said, one last question for you. I mean, anything else you want to leave the audience with? I mean, the work that you're doing, anything else you want to share with people who may be interested in like kind of looking for next leveling their 2022? I know you have a lot of things out there. This is certainly not meant to be a sales pitch to anyone, but more so just say, hey, listen, Samantha has a lot to offer. And maybe you had a connection with her today. Maybe you're like, hey, listen, this is someone that could really help me next level my life in 2022.
Yeah, you know, I feel like potentially it would just be, it's, I think that there's like a lot of, I don't want to say it's like addiction to positivity, but potentially maybe I could label it as that, but it's like, but for some reason in Cash Codes yesterday, I was like, you know, just like you have to poo every day. you also get to like clean up your negative thoughts every day. You know, it's like, if you just like take, like, just like you said, like 5 minutes, like write out everything that's not working, just like list it out and then cross it out and then like see the other side. But I think a lot of times we pile up those emotions and we like don't give ourselves space to like look at it. And it's almost like we're like afraid of that part of ourselves. But the thing is, like, if we're only looking at the positive, then it's like only half of you is moving forward, you know? But if you can like look at the whole part of you and realize like the entire part, like all of you is moving forward in the game with you. And it's like, there's space for all of you to evolve and for all of you to move forward. I think you just have like a much more exciting journey, and you won't have as many hiccups when you like take time to like talk to like your little girl, your little goddess, you know, your little shadow self, your little queen or whatever, you know. It's like when you really take time to like talk to the parts of you that just like aren't ready to move forward that quickly, you know, if you talk to that part of you and then they feel safe with moving forward with you, you're going to get them on your team. And that part of you is going to fuel you and propel you forward. And I feel like that's like one of the key things, is like, there's so many different aspects to your personality, so many different like younger versions of you. How can you help all of you feel safe with moving forward and excited to move forward? And I think that just like, the momentum is just so much faster when you take time to do that.
Yeah. So slow down to speed up, take the time for self-reflection, start being intentional, right? Start taking the time now. I think so many people wait until like, you know, don't wait, don't let the paint dry, right? Like just keep going and recognize, I think one of the most important things that you started this podcast with, Samantha, is you talked about an area of your life that, quote unquote, could have looked like a failure, yet propelled you forward, and remembering that. So as you reflect back to 2021, don't look at it as a failure, look at it as an opportunity, a stepping stone to move forward in life, and a stepping stone to move forward in 2022, because it's going to be an epic year for so many people, and especially people that are listening to Grit, Grace, and Glitz, because they are getting gritty. They're giving themselves the grace. They're celebrating their glitz. And I just know phenomenal things are going to come out of this because of people like you that are inspiring them, that are encouraging them, that are telling them how they can do this. So with that being said, Samantha, where's the best place for people to find you?
Yeah, I think Samantha Love Blossom is my Instagram, or SamanthaBlossom.com is my website. And I would love to play and hang out and vibe up together in 2022. I'm so excited. I feel like it's going to be like the best energy ever. And I've been hearing this all over. So I'm so excited for everyone, celebrating all of you guys.
Absolutely. And 22 is my favorite number. I was married on the 22nd. My son was born on the 22nd. My number in soccer was 22. His number was 22. The last two digits of my phone number are 22. I mean, I am very vibed up for 22, and I'm not a super numbery person that way, but I will tell you that I'm feeling this great energy, a year of just super abundance. And again, it's that mindset, right? And if I go into it like being like, oh, it's going to be another year, blah, blah, blah. Like, yeah, it's going to be another year. If I go into it like supercharged, it's going to be a supercharged year. I already know it. It doesn't mean that I'm not going to fall or not going to stumble, but it's just going to be a phenomenal year. So much is about mindset, guys. So much is everything is unlocked in you. You are the only differentiating factor for 2022, right? You control it all, and all the other things that are going to get in your way or could be roadblocks, you got to learn how to move them. You got to learn how to step over them. You got to learn how to go next to them. You got to learn how to go under them, whatever it is, and get there and next level this. So here we are. Samantha, thank you so much for joining us today from Grit, Grace, and Glitz. Guys, go after your life, go after your dreams, go after your goals, and let's make 2022 absolutely epic. Take care. I hope you learned a lot from today's episode, and I cannot wait for you to catch our next episode. I'll see you back here next time on an all new episode of Grit, Grace, and Glitz.